Kananaskis Country. Another by-election is on the horizon as Kananaskis Improvement District Council, which has seen a number of changes in recent months, is down one more councillor. Former Kaun Claude Ferdin, who was also vice chair of Kananaskis Improvement District, KID, Council, was elected by acclamation in October 2020 to represent small business owners in KID, but is no longer eligible in the ward as his business has surpassed a valuation of $750,000, which is the amount determined by KID's business license order. My last council meeting was March 12th, and the last time the value associated with small to medium-sized business was determined, or looked at, was passed in 3 votes on March 5, 2002, said Ferdin, who co-founded his business Kananaskis Outfitters in 2010. Ferdin said it was upon applying for a business license this year that he realized Kananaskis Outfitters' revenue had surpassed the threshold, technically classifying it as a large business of $750,000 or higher. That ward is currently represented by Kaun Darren Robinson as the general manager of Kananaskis Country Golf Course and was also elected by acclamation to KID Council in 2020. Acknowledging that he no longer speaks as a KID councillor, Ferdin noted the valuation amounts having not been revisited since 2002 has been on the radar of council, but no resolutions have been passed to amend the business license order. The change puts Kananaskis Outfitters in the same category as other, much larger businesses, like the Kananaskis Country Golf Course, Pomeroy Kananaskis Mountain Lodge and Transalta. Ferdin said there has been a lot of progress by current and past councils and administration to update and increase the standard of the work KID does, but he feels many legacy documents, such as the business license order, still need revisiting. In response to a question from the Outlook on whether revenue levels used by KID to determine whether a business falls within the major, regular or small business categories as outlined in its business license order, KID Council Chair Melanie Knipe said that is something KID plans to review, within the broader umbrella of other potential updates, to the legacy document. While I cannot commit to a specific time frame, I am hoping it will be within the next couple months, subject to other workload demands, she said. When a by-election is announced, it will be another in a slate of recent changes to KID Council. A by-election for the ward representing non-commercial residents and ratepayers is set for March 28, with two candidates, Ken Hoover and Cody English, having put their names forward after former Kaun Anita Schuster was forced to resign from her post in November 2023 as she was no longer eligible under Kananaskis need-to-reside policy. Other changes to KID Council as of late include the appointment of new provincially appointed councillors, Kateri Cowley and Dave Rodney, who were selected by the Alberta Parks Minister after former Kauns. Darren Enns and Aram Offsar completed their terms in October 2023. Ferdin pointed out that KID is unique to most municipalities in that a lot of council decisions also require approval by ministerial order. Kananaskis has a challenging threshold to make even small changes at times because they require ministerial approval, he said. Historically, a lot of KID decisions were made in conjunction with Alberta Parks, and KID has started to distinguish itself as a voice for the local business community, the residents and stakeholders within it. A lot of great work has been done, but there are still many legacy things that haven't been updated since 1996, 1998, 2002 and beyond, and sometimes it's just about having the attention of the provincial government. We also struggle to keep that attention in focus. Changing ministries and ministers over the years have been a major factor in this, he said. Since the 2021 municipal election, the ministries responsible for environment and parks, which used to be under one ministry, have had a combined 4 different minister appointments, with various staffing changes under the ministry's top bureaucrats. In 2022, the former Ministry of Environment and Parks was split into the current Ministry of Forestry, Parks and Tourism, led by Minister Todd Loughwin, and the Ministry of Environment and Protected Areas, led by Minister Sonia Savage. A lot has shifted, and it's just regularly, if we're needing ministerial approval, it's regularly reintroducing ourselves to ensure that we have a voice and that we are understood to be the voice for residents and businesses within KID, said Ferdin. He further noted KID hasn't always been a big voice in provincial tourism, despite 4 million visitors to Kananaskis annually, rivaling visitation in Banff National Park. While on council, Fairden advocated for having a KID representative on the Tourism Canmore Kananaskis Board of Directors and became its first in 2022. He was also instrumental in getting telecommunications, public transit and other initiatives off the ground, which are now starting to get traction. "It's an emotional change for me," he said. "I'm really struggling to even put it into words. The timing was a surprise to me and I wasn't planning on leaving like this. I have a lot of goals I still want to accomplish for Kananaskis." Though he now resides in Exshaw, when Fairden lived in Kananaskis from 2010 to 13, he approached KID councillors then about quality of life issues for residents of the remote region. "No dog park, long commutes, no amenities, no cell phone service. The cell service is terrible. Getting internet in houses was terrible and even still is with Starlink not even really an option for many residents with trees, clouds and snowfall impeding on that service," he said. "All of those issues continue to persist, but I think KID has had a lot of traction on addressing those issues because they've been held highly as priorities, and I'm sad to not be able to finish my objectives that I've had in transit, telecoms and broadband. KID Council and Administration is gonna do a great job of seeing it through, as long as those things stay a priority. I would have taken a lot of pride in seeing those initiatives through to completion. I'd love to have been a part of seeing it all across the finish line." Knipe commended Fairden for his work as a councillor. "No one has been more committed to, or passionate about, building KID," she said. "The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada. The position covers Iyarhi, Stoney, Nakoda First Nation and Kananaskis Country.